弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
在今年的九月中旬，圣盖比教会弟兄姊妹们一同到 Santa Monica 的山上去走了一圈。
In mid-September, Church of San Gabriel went to Santa Monica Mountain for a picnic。
实在不是一段太难走的山路。
And it wasn't a very hard road that we took。
也不是太长。
It wasn't a long path either.
但走完之后呢，弟兄姊妹的反应都不太一样。
And at the end of the road, the trip, everybody had different reaction.
我问一个姊妹，我说你怎么样啊？
So I asked the sister, how do you feel?
她回答很有趣。
And her response was interesting.
她说多一步我都走不动。
She said, I can't even make one more step.
但是我问一个弟兄，哎，你觉得怎么样呢？
Yeah, when I asked the other brother, I said, how do you feel?
因为我看他呢，气色蛮好的。
Because he seems to be in good shape.
他说，哎，很好，没问题。
He said, no problem, I'm fine.
然后他紧接着他就说了一句。
And then I followed that, he said.
他说我每一天都有锻炼。
He said, because I exercise every day.
弟兄姊妹，从这短短的走山路这一件事情。
And through the small thing like walking on a path in the mountain.
就把我们每一天是不是有锻炼身体的就显得出来。
It reveals whether we exercise regularly or not.
保罗曾经说过一句话。
And Paul said this before.
他说操练身体啊，益处还少。
He said there is a limited benefit to exercise physically.
保罗从来没有说我们不要操练身体。
He never said do not exercise physically.
但是他的确说了操练身体益处还少。
But he did mention it is a limited in advantage.
唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
Only godliness has advantage in every aspect.
什么益处？
What kind of advantage we may have?
他说只要操练敬虔的话有今生和来生的应许。
He said, because when we exercise our godliness, there is a promise for this life and the life to come.
所以如果我意会不错的话。
If my understanding is correct.
身体的操练很重要。
Physical exercise is important.
弟兄姊妹们我们知道坐在这里的可能都是中年左右或中年以上。
A lot of people sitting here are middle age or beyond.
身体健康就是福分啊。
Health is a great blessing.
是不是?
Isn't it?
身体神赐给我们的。
Have a healthy body, and that's something God has given to us.
的确,我们要为了主的缘故也保守我们的身体。
Yes, for the sake of the Lord, we shall keep up this good health.
但是,还有一件更重要的事。
But there is something that's even more important.
就是要操练敬虔。
That is to exercise godliness.
因为操练敬虔凡事都有益处。
Because God said there's advantage in every aspect.
我们人到了这个年龄我们会觉得身体非常的重要。
When we reach to our age, we know health is very important.
可是在神的眼中还有一件事情比我们的身体更重要的。
Yeah, in the eyes of God, there's one more thing that's even more important.
就是我们的生命。
That is our life.
生命比身体更重要。
Life is more important than physical health.
为什么？因为身体是暂时的。
Because this physical body is still temporary.
身体怎么造的？
And how was this body built?
是用尘土造的。
It was made from the dust.
是神造的。
And God created that way.
尘土算不了什么。
Dust actually valued little.
但是出于神的手就宝贵。
However, through the hand of God, even that becomes valuable.
所以身体是宝贵的。
Yes, therefore our body is valuable.
但是出于尘土将来也要归于尘土。
But because it comes from dust, one day will go back to be dust.
所以身体不是永远的。
So our physical body is not eternal.
但又只有一件事是永远的。
However, there's one thing that's eternal.
就是生命是永远的。
That is life.
所以今天我们所得的生命叫做永远的生命。
And the life you and I have received from God is what we call eternal life.
不信主的人怎么办呢？
How about non-believers?
人死了不是就到这里有了结束？
And don't regard physical death is the end.
人人都有一死。
Indeed, everyone will see death.
死后还有审判啊。
A judgment will come afterwards.
不是说身体归于尘土就什么都终结了。
It doesn't mean everything ends once the physical body decays as
well. 弟兄姊妹们，身体很重要。
Brothers and sisters, physical body is important.
更重要的一件事情是生命。
But more importantly is the life.
保罗告诉我们要操练敬虔。
Therefore, Paul says, exercise your godliness.
敬虔就是圣灵在我们的里面。
Godliness speaks of howThe Holy Spirit dwells inside of us.
教导我们。
Teaches us.
警戒我们。
And guards us.
也引导我们。
And also leads us.
使我们的生命能够向主
So gradually we may be like our Lord.
他说有今生和来生的应许。
Therefore there will be a promise for this life and the life to come.
保罗的意思是说，如果今天操练敬虔，你有了，你就能够存到永远。
Which means if you exercise godlessness today, then you will keep this till eternity.
如果今天你没有操练敬虔，你得不着的，将来也没有。
However, if you do not exercise godliness, then you won't have anything for today, neither eternity.
所以保罗又说了一句话。
So Paul said this.
圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
He said the Holy Spirit is the deposit of our inheritance.
保罗是说今天使我们与所有的人不同的是谁呢？
What differs from the rest of the people?
就是那住在我们里面的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit makes a difference.
圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
Holy Spirit is the deposit of our spiritual inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，今天地上的人他也讲基业。
Brothers and sisters, people in this world talk about inheritance.
很多人在地上来建立他自己的王国。
And a lot of people like to have their own kingdom on earth.
有的是生意上的王国。
Some may be enterprises.
有的是建立他财富上的王国。
And some may be wealth.
有各式各样的国度。
There are all kinds of kingdoms we're trying to build.
但是保罗说啊。
Paul said,
圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
The Holy Spirit is the deposit of our inheritance.
到了有一天，所有的国全部都要被震倒。
One day, all the kingdoms of this world will fall apart.
所有的基业不在基督里的，全部都要毁于一旦。
Any inheritance which is not in Christ will be gone.
唯有当我们在肉身的里面，圣灵制作在我们身上的基业要存到永远。
Only the inheritance from Holy Spirit through the days of our life will continue in eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们是在一个很特殊的一个时代的里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are in a very special era.
就是说，如果今天我们的眼睛没有被主开启的话，
If our eyes are not opened by the Lord,
我们只能想到今生的事。
All I can think of will be the things of this life.
如果主怜悯我们，开我们眼睛的话，
So if the Lord have mercy on us and opened our eyes,
不仅仅要让我们看见今生的事，也要看到将来的事。
We'll not only see the things of this life, but also the things to come.
而且将来的事与今生的事连接在一起。
And these two parts are actually well connected.
所以今天我愿意用但以理这一个弟兄。
Therefore, I'd like to use the character Daniel in the Bible.
来跟弟兄姊妹们有一点的交通。
To have fellowship with you.
他是神所拣选的。
For Daniel, someone that God has chosen.
在他地上的日子的时候。
In his days,
他是万人之上一人之下的人。
He was someone who holds a position that's above all but under one.
在这么高的位置之下，他的心不是在这个地上。
Even though he was highly regarded, his heart was not set on the things of the world.
他有永远的启示。
For he has revelation about eternity.
所以他今世的生活就跟永远的生活连在一起。
Therefore, the days of his life was well connected to the days in eternity.
所以在他肉身的里面，他的生活就跟所有的人显得何等的不一样。
Therefore, when he lived, he was different from the rest of the people.
他实在是我们的榜样。
He was a great example for us.
我们越读到他的生活，
the more we study how he lived,
我们就越得到激励。
And the more we are encouraged.
知道今天若是我们在地上经历什么样的一点的难处试炼，
And knowing that no matter what kind of trials or difficulties,
就不会叫我们的灵下沉。
We should not be depressed.
因为当时他在地上所经历的要远远大过我们所经历的。
Because what Daniel experienced was much worse than what we may have seen.
他是与我们一样有性情的人。
He was just like someone like us.
可是他的结局何等的不一样。
But his ending was so different.
我们先来读一
段圣经。
读但以理书第五章十二节。
The book of Daniel chapter 5 verse 12.
但以理书第五章十二节。我们一起来读。
If you may, let's read it together.
在他里头有美好的灵性，又有知识聪明，能圆梦是谜语，解疑惑。这人名叫但以理，尼布甲尼撒王又称他为伯提沙撒。现在可以召他来，他必解明这意思。那这段圣经的里面很清楚的说出但以理这一个人他的特点是什么。
Here we see his uniqueness.
他能够好像做一些别人不能做的事。
He was able to do things a lot of people can't.
但只有圣灵具有神能够一下子知道人心里面的特点在哪里。
But only God through His Holy Spirit.
大以理是一个有美好灵性的人。
Yes, as Daniel have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding.
外面的人可能看不出来。
And people around him may not recognize that.
可能觉得他有过人的聪明跟智慧。
And probably just thought he was extremely smart.
但是神知道。
But God knew.
但以理与人不同，因为他有美好的灵性。
And he was different because he had exceptional qualities.
等一下我们要交通到他如何能够得着这美好的灵性。
And let's read on later and see how he has acquired those characters.
好，下一段圣经我们要读，在他生命的当中所经历一个很大的试炼。
We want to read a thing that occurred to him, something really great.
第六章，我们先读一到十节。
Chapter 6, verses 1 to 10.
大利乌随心所愿，立120个总督，治理通国，又在他们以上立总长三人，但以理在其中，使总督在他们三人面前回复事务，免得王受亏损。因这但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督，王又想立他治理通国。那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，为要参他，只是找不着他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。那些人便说，我们要找参这但以理的把柄，除非在他神的律法中就寻不着。于是总长和总督纷纷聚集来见王，说，愿大力无王万岁。国中的总长、钦差、总督、模式和巡抚彼此商议，要立一个坚定的禁令，30日内不拘何人，若在王以外，或向神或向人求什么，就必扔在狮子坑中。王啊，现在求你立这禁令，加盖玉玺，使禁令绝不更改，照马代和波斯人的例是不可更改的。于是大力乌王立这禁令，加盖玉玺。但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。第十节我们再读一次。
Let's read verse 10 one more time。
但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。弟兄姊妹们，当但以理面临到他生命的一个关头的时候，
When Daniel came to such a key point in his life,
他到底怎么反应？
What was his reaction?
弟兄姊妹们，如果在你我生命生活的里面遇到了这么重大的一个决定的关头，
And brothers and sisters, if we were in this situation,
到底你我的反应是什么呢？
What kind of reaction we may have?
中间我们略过不读，我们读19节到24节。
Let's skip to 19 to 24.
次日黎明，王就起来，急忙往狮子坑那里去，临近坑边哀声呼叫但以理，对但以理说，永生神的仆人但以理啊，你所常侍奉的神能救你脱离狮子吗？但以理对王说，愿王万岁，我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我，因我在神面前无辜，我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事。王就甚喜乐，吩咐人将但以理从坑里系上来。于是但以理从坑里被系上来，身上毫无损伤，因为信靠他的神。王下令人就把那些控告但以理的人，连他们的妻子儿女都带来，扔在狮子坑中。他们还没有到坑底，狮子就抓住他们，咬碎他们的骨头。但以理当他知道了王的禁令之后，他的生活没有改变。
And Daniel did not change the way he lived after he learned about the decree.
因为他的生活没有改变。
Because he did not change the way he lived.
就违反了王的禁令。
And then he is against in non-compliance with the
decree. 所以就被人丢在狮子坑中。
So he was thrown into the lion's den.
那一天晚上呢？
And that night,
很奇怪一件事情。
Very strangely,
是这个王下令要把大英里丢在狮子坑中的。
It was the king who gave the decree that made him be thrown into the lion's den.
但是那个王当天晚上呢，他禁食，他不吃东西。
But it was also the king that who could not eat that night.
他也不要乐队奏曲。
And he did not have any entertainment either.
而且他一个晚上睡不着觉。
And he could not sleep all night long.
到了第二天凌晨的时候，他跑到坑的旁边。
And next morning at the first light of dawn, he ran to the lion's
den. 大声呼叫大英里啊。
And he cried out loud, Daniel.
就大英里呢，很平安的告诉他。
And Daniel was in such a peace.
他说神差遣使者封住了狮子的口。
He said, "My God has sent His angel and shut the mouth of the lion."
我在想，可能大英里那天晚上还睡得不错。
And I thought maybe Daniel had a good sleep that night.
一个下令把人丢在狮子坑中的睡不着觉。
The one who thrown people into the lion's den could not sleep.
那在狮子坑里面的人睡得挺好的。
But the one that's been thrown into the lion's den was able to sleep.
到底。差别在哪里
？What was the difference？
到底是谁在做王啊
？So who is the king after all？
到底谁更有权柄啊
？Who is in authority after all？
弟兄姊妹们，在那一个世代里面，所有被丢在狮子坑里面的全部都不死了。
And people during that time, whoever is thrown into lions, they always die.
而且这里的记载很奇妙。
And here the recording is marvelous.
不是你下到狮子坑中你才死的。
Then you're not necessarily die after you reach the bottom of the pit.
那是那个人啊，要从那个坑的顶上要往下面垂的时候。
But at the time when you are being laid low down,
还没有到坑底。
Before you reach the bottom,
狮子就跳起来就抓住了人。
The hungry lions will jump up and get you.
就把人的尸体整个身体给撕裂了。
And they'll crush you completely.
在那个时代，只有一个人从狮子坑底出来。
In that time, only one man was able to come out alive.
那一个人就是但以理。
And that was Daniel.
好，我们来看一看在新约里面神怎么看这件事情。
And let us see how God regarded this matter in the time of New Testament.
在希伯来书第十一章。
It's in Hebrews chapter 11.
新约。
It's in the book of New Testament.
很后面了哈，希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
请我们读三十三节。
Let's read verse 33.
对，新约希伯来书十一章三十三节。
Hebrew 11:33。
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together。
他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口。
Shut the mouth of lions。
这说到谁呢
？Who was this referring to？
这说到谁？就说到但以理。
It refers to Daniel。
但以理说，那一天是神差了。使者封住了狮子的口。
Daniel told the king, "It was my God who sent His angel to shut the mouth of lions."
在这里，新约圣灵自己说。
But here in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit states,
是大以理堵了狮子的口。
It is Daniel who shut the mouth of lions.
是大以理这一个人堵了狮子的口。
It is Daniel this person who shut the mouth of lions.
好，我们看一看到底今天但以理这件事情跟我们的生活有什么关系。
And let's try to relate what happened to Daniel to us today.
今天我们到底活在一个什么样的光景里面？
What kind of condition we're in today?
请我们读彼得前书第五章。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5.
再往后面翻一点哈，彼得前书第五章。
That will be after the book of Hebrews.
请我们读第七节到第九节。
Chapter 5, verses 7 to 9.
第五章七到九节，我们一起来读。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他。因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。弟兄姊妹们，那一天那一个时代，狮子是被囚禁在狮子坑中的。
And during that time, those lions were trapped in the dungeon.
我想大英里从来也没有想到说有一天他会被丢在狮子坑中。
I think Daniel never imagined one day he'd be thrown into the lion's den.
可是在彼得前书的时候怎么说这一段呢？
But how does 1 Peter refer to this?
他说今天真正的狮子不是被捆绑囚禁在狮子坑中的。
He said, you know, the lions are not those in the lion's den.
他是在全地在那里到处游行的。
But it's like a roaring lion.
他要寻找可以吞吃的人。
Crawls around seeking for someone to devour.
弟兄姊妹们注意的，既然有可以吞吃的人，就有可以什么不被吞吃的人。
Since there is someone to be devoured, that means there is someone who cannot be devoured.
就是狮子，他在那里到处游行的时候，他要寻找可以吞吃的人，不是说他一找到一个人就可以吞吃的。
When the lion crawls around, he was looking for someone to devour. That means not everyone he encountered will be devoured.
他今天可能找到一个人，他吃不了。
He may find someone that he's not able to devour.
哦，这很厉害啊。
And that's something very amazing.
不是像我们前天看到那一个人自己跳到狮子坑中那个情形。
It's not like someone we saw a few days ago jumping to lions themselves.
不是捆在狮子坑中的狮子，今天我们怕他。
And it's not the lions in the den that we're afraid of.
而是今天站在到处游行的狮子。
But we should be afraid of the lions that's rolling around.
我们不晓得什么时候他会临到我们的生活里面。
We don't know when they will come into our life.
我们甚至什么不知道，他什么时候来向我们吼叫一下子。
We don't even know when they are roaring at us.
我们更不晓得他什么时候已经张口向我们准备要吞了。
Neither can we know when he's opened his mouth ready to swallow us.
今天我们要成为一个什么样的光景才不被狮子吞吃呢？
And what kind of condition we should be in so that we will not be swallowed?
在这里彼得说，
Here Peter said,
要谨守，要警醒。
Be self-controlled and alert.
谨守什么？
What kind of things do we need to control ourselves for?
警醒什么？
Be alert against what?
他用坚固的信心来抵挡他。
He said, stand firm in your faith and resist him.
对于这个狮子，对于这个仇敌，你就一样武器来抵挡他。
There's only one weapon we can apply facing this kind of enemy.
就是坚固的信心。
Which is to stand firm in faith.
那到底这坚固的信心是从哪里得着的？
So where do we receive such a firm faith?
最后，我们读以弗所书第六章。
Lastly, Ephesians.
请大家往前面翻。
It's the book in front of you.
以弗所书。
Book of Ephesians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们请读第十七节、十八节。并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。对不对？在这里又说到警醒。
Here again says, be alert.
怎么样才能够警醒？
How do we stay alert?
怎么样才能够让我们信心能够得到坚固？
And how can we stay firm in our faith?
只有在圣灵里面随时多方祷告祈求。
The only way is to pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
弟兄姊妹们，凡事都有它的根源。
And brothers and sisters, everything has its origin.
今天人的生命堕落，我们是有它的根源在。
We are fallen to this.And today, there is an origin for this.
同样的，今天我们蒙恩得救也有它的根源。
At the same token, we are saved with the origin.
蒙恩得救之后，我们的生活也有它的根源在。
And after we are saved, we shall have an origin deep within.
自从耶稣基督将他的救恩显明在人的心中。
Ever since Jesus Christ revealed the salvation in our hearts.
我们真的是要说，有上亿、上千万的人得着了耶稣基督的永远的生命。
And there are millions of people have received.The life of Jesus Christ.
同样的，我们每一个蒙恩的儿女有这样的生命，但是所显出来的生活的光景也不一样。
However, even though we may have the same life from Jesus, but we may appear differently.
主里面有说过一句话，神从来不偏待人。
Bible tells us that God is fair.
今天并没有说，主比较爱米歇尔姊妹一点，爱我少一点。
And God doesn't favor one sister over the other.
因为在我们里面是同一位神。
Because we all share the same God with
you. 并没有分别。
There's no difference.
但是生命跟生活的情形的确显出来是很不一样。
However, our manifestation can be very different.
我们刚刚所读到的但以理这位弟兄也是同样的情形。
For example, Brother Daniel we just read.
你看我刚才我们真的是读到他真的是万人之上一人之下。
He was above all men and just below the king.
但是重要的不是说他的位置。
But the important is that what kind of position he held.
而是他所显出来的生活跟他所显出来的生命。
But kind of life and kind of living he manifested.
若不是因为他经历了狮子坑这件事情，我们还不太能够知道但以理过了什么样的生活。
Actually, probably his life and won't be manifested without the incidents of the lion's den.
他的生活是怎么样的呢?
What kind of living he had?
他说他一日三次跪在他神的面前祷告感谢。
He gave thanks and praises the Lord 3 times a day, kneeling before God.
哦，这个生活就跟很多人不一样。
And that's a different kind of lifestyle.
哦，那他的生命怎么样呢?
And what kind of life does Daniel have?
神为他做见证说，但以理是有美好灵性的人。
God testified for him and said, Daniel is someone who has exceptional qualities.
那这个生命所显出来的情形也跟很多人不一样。
And therefore, he has a different manifestation.
因为今天我们都有圣灵住在我们的里面。
We all have the indwelling Holy Spirit.
那我们就要追溯到说，到底根源在哪里？
Then we need to find what is the problem.
如果我们知道了根源在哪里，我们就要说主啊，求你带我进入这样子的根源。
We need to find the origin and ask the Lord, please take me into.
好，叫我的生命、我的生活能够真的显出讨你的喜悦。
So that I can live a life that is pleasing to.
今天因为时间的关系，我没有办法把所有的圣经读出来。
And I cannot read with you all the passages related to Daniel.
弟兄姊妹，第一件事情，但以理跟所有人不一样，就是写在但以理书第一章。
And the first thing made him different was recording the first chapter of book Daniel.
乃是在他很年轻的日子，他被掳到了巴比伦。
He was captured when he was a very young boy.
他离开了他所熟悉的成长的环境。
He had to leave his hometown.
他离开了他的王宫。
His own palace.
他是一个贵族的子弟。
He was the son of a royal.
到一个遥远、很陌生的一个环境。
But he was taken to this foreign.
唯一一样的就是说，虽然到那里还是在王的宫中里面。
The only one thing that was in common is he continued to live in the foreign.
但是在大以理年轻的生命的里面，耶路撒冷的王宫跟巴比伦的王宫何等的不一样啊！
Yet in his young heart, the palace in Babylon so different from the palace in Jerusalem.
虽然耶路撒冷的王宫已经不存在了，
even though the palace in Jerusalem was no longer existed.
虽然耶路撒冷已经荒凉了，
even though it was in such a desolate state.
这个世界人真正要看的是在巴比伦的王宫。
People always envy what happened in the palace of God.
真正有权势、有世界上未来的是在巴比伦的王宫的里面。
Because that's where the power and the future lie.
可是这件事情一直摸不着但以理。
However, these things did not touch his heart.
世界的王知道他要做什么。
The ruler of the world knew what he was about to do.
把神国度里面最好的材料掳到了巴比伦。
It's to captivate the best quality and materials from the kingdom of God to this world.
把他们放在王宫里面。
And put them in the palace of this world.
用最好的来养育他们。
And to just bring up with the best things of this world.
这一批年轻人，若是愿意的话，他们可以吃王所吃的。
Yeah, but this group of young people, they were given the treatment as the king will receive.
他们可以喝王所喝的酒。
They can eat what the king was eating, they could drink what the king
哇,
was drinking. And
that's
such a high position they were given.
若不神开了救了我们,
and if God didn't open their eyes, no one would resist. There's such an honorable
thing.
But Daniel and his three friends,
他们甘心乐意自己分别为圣,
they willingly to set aside themselves.
在他们年轻的日子就把他们自己分别出来。
Even in the days of youth, they segregate themselves from the world.
他说王宫里面最好王所吃的我不吃。
They said, we will not partake the meals of the king.
王宫里面最好王的酒我也不喝。
Neither will we partake in the wine of the king.
他只要求吃素菜喝白酒。
They asked just eat vegetables and drink water.
当人愿意在他年轻的日子把自己分别为圣归给主。
When youth are willing to give themselves to the Lord.
神就在他们幼年的日子显出神的同在。
And God's presence was with them even in the days of their youth.
结果在那一批同样被掳进入王宫的青年人当中,
therefore, among all the young people that were captivated,
但以理还有他的三个朋友长得比其他人又白又胖又好看。
And Daniel and his three friends grew up to be the most handsome group.
当然不仅仅是外面的,
this is just external things.
是在里面的。
What's more important is what happened inside of them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们蒙恩得救。
After we're saved, brothers,
神乐意神也看重在我们年轻的日子，叫我们分别为圣归给他。
And God is delighting when we separate ourselves for His sake in the time of youth.
我们怎么样分别为圣？
You may say, how can I just set aside myself for the Lord?
就像那一天但以理所面临的。
Just like what happened to Daniel.
吃喝不是我们每一天都要做的事吗？
Don't we eat and drink every day?
但以理并不是离开了这个城市，好像到一个 不用过世俗生活的一个环境啊。
And Daniel was not put in a place where he did not have to deal with issues
of the world. But in
very common things of daily life, he was just set himself aside for
the world.
And we say this.
好像也是最小的事啊。
In the smaller things, he was set aside for the Lord.
是最小的事，但是也是每一天都要做的事。
Something you go through each day.
就在这样很小的事上开始操练，把自己分别为圣，归给主。
He exercised godliness even in the small daily routines.
是这样的，弟兄姊妹，我们的心永远纪念主的救恩。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we always remember what the Lord has done for us.
但是我们的生活操练里面是用我们从最小最平常的事开始。
But daily exercise of godliness has to start from the smallest thing in our life.
我记得我刚蒙恩得救的时候。
I remember when I first became a Christian.
是我刚刚来美国的时候。
That's when I first came to this country.
那个时候主给我一个很大的恩典。
The Lord gave me such a great grace.
好像在我没有盼望的里面的时候，给我预备了一份奖学金。
And he has prepared for me a scholarship when there seems to be no hope.
但是那个时候也有很大的挑战啊。
But there was a great challenge as well.
我刚刚来到美国。
I first came to this country.
刚刚进入这个所谓的研究小组。
And I just joined the group of study.
英文当时也不是很好。
My English ability wasn't that great.
而且我是所有研究小组里面我的资历是最浅的。
And among all the graduates, I was the youngest.
因为我进入这个研究小组还不过几天啊。
I have the least seniority among them because I just joined them for a few days.
就在研究小组里面待时间多的人到处都是啊。
And the resident members had spent much more time in the group than I did.
所以那时候我要花更多的时间在这里好好的所谓的表现。
Therefore, I need to study really hard and to do very well.
可是我那时候我已经得救了。
At that time, I was a Christian already.
那个时候每一个礼拜五晚上，就像现在每一个礼拜晚上，我们都是要去比较远的地方去那边 Bible study.
At that time, every Friday night, we need to go to this Bible study, which is far away.
但是在那个时候，研究生当中好像有一个没有明文的规定。
Yeah, among all the graduates, there was this unspoken rule.
就是好像礼拜五要待的最晚。
Which means you should stay really late on Friday night.
因为好像隔天就是礼拜六了。
Because follow Friday is Saturday.
哦，所以礼拜天要待的时间是待的最晚。
Therefore, the unspoken rule is to try to stay as late as possible on Friday night.
那时候我来一个穷学生，我什么都没有。
At that time, I was just a poor student. I had.
我也没有钱买车。
And I did not have a car.
所以必须呢，就是有人给我一个 ride 到那个读圣经，到就是有那个家庭聚会。
So I need a ride to go to the home meeting.
所以每到礼拜五的时候，六点钟以前，我一定要在家里面等。
Therefore, I needed to wait for my ride for 6 p.m. every
Friday night at home.
So that someone would come and pick me up to go to the meeting on
Friday. 很奇妙。
Amazingly.
那个时候在我的意念的里面。
And in my mind.
从来没有一个意念叫做停止聚会。
I never had an idea about stop going to meetings.
一到礼拜五的时候，一到时间五点半，我就要离开实验室。
Very punctually, every Friday night, 5:30 sharp, I will leave my lab.
然后走路回到家，差不多20分钟，然后在家等六点钟等弟兄来接我。
It will take me about 20 minutes walk back to my room and wait for people.
每一个礼拜都是这样子。
That's how I did every Friday.
当然，在同样的研究小组里面，当然这件事情慢慢慢慢就传开了。
And gradually, the members in my group realized what happened.
哎，他说，哎，你们有没有注意到那一个啊？那个资历最浅的，那刚刚进来的那一个。
And they said, did you notice that rookie in our group?
一到了礼拜五的时候，但是到五点半人就不见了。
He would just disappear at around 5:30 every Friday night.
我们这些元老级的都坐到10点、11点才回去的。
We people have more seniority stay until 10, 11 o'clock.
他这个 rookie 五点半就不见了。
This rookie disappeared at 5:30 p.m.
传到我老板的眼。
And this comment passed to my boss.
哦，我印象很深刻。
And I remember.
有一天礼拜五。
On one Friday.
下午两点多。
About 2 p.m. ish.
我老板就来到研究生的这个我们的这个办公室。
My advisor came to our office.
哦，他很难得，他就跟我们聊天。
He started chat with us.
哦，就因为他那天可能他心情蛮高兴，就跟我们谈一些很多很多的事情。
He seemed to be in a good mood, so he chatted a lot with us.
一下子时间就像过去了。
Before you knew, the time has passed.
哎，我看时间也蛮晚的，我就稍微看一下表啊。
So I noticed, I took a note at my watch.
他一看见我看表。
He saw my action.
他就说，哎，你是不是要去 Bible study?
He said, is it time for your Bible study?
我怎么说呢？
What should I say?
我说是是是。
I said yes.
我说我每个礼拜六礼拜五晚上都有 Bible study.
Yes, every Friday night I go to this Bible study.
很奇妙啊。
Oh, amazingly.
你知道他怎么说？
You know what did he say?
哎，你赶快去。
Hurry up and go.
不要跟我们在这里胡扯。
Don't waste your time here chatting with us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是小事。
This is a small thing.
但你也可以说是大事。
But you can say that was a big thing for me.
神不偏待人。
But God is fair.
从这小事的里面，我们慢慢学习。
We started to learn from small things.
重要的在我们得救的人里面，神要得着我们的心。
What's important to God is that He wants our heart.
得着是要经过训练的。
In order to have our heart, we need to be trained.
凡是没有经过训练的，到时候都抵不过所有的试炼。
Without training, we will not stand firm in trials.
你看看今天在伊拉克打仗的。
Look at the wars in Iraq.
你想美国会派一个刚刚入伍的新兵？去伊拉克吗？
Do you think this, we will send someone who just joined the army to fight in that country?
所有在伊拉克的年轻人都是训练过的。
All the young soldiers sent there are well trained.
所以他们可以面对很险恶的环境。
So they can face the difficult
situation. 神愿意在我们年轻的日子训练我们。
And God desires to train us when we're still young.
特别是训练我们的心智。
Especially our mind and our will.
不是什么很大的事情。
It doesn't have to be big thing.
但是回想起来也不是什么太小的事。
And if you take a look at it, it's not small thing either.
因为圣灵在我们身上所做的都是大事。
Because whatever Holy Spirit does on us are all regarded big things.
但是在世人的眼中看起来却是一文不值。
It may be no value in the eyes of this world.
弟兄姊妹们，但以理他有美好的灵性。
But Daniel has exceptional qualities.
因为在他年轻的日子，他把他自己分别出来。
All because he devoted himself to the Lord when he was still young.
他把他自己分别出来，他常常跟他的同伴在一起祷告。
He set aside himself for God's sake and prayed with his companions often.
所以在他生命生活里面所经过的一切，他都经历了神的信实。
And therefore he has experienced the faithfulness of God many times.
你问他神是谁，他蛮有把握。
If you ask him who your God is, he will tell you with assurance.
你问他神曾经答应过你什么祷告，他知道。
If you ask him how many times God has answered your prayer, he will tell you.
当我们分别为圣的时候，神会带领我们把生活里面许多的需要、忧虑能够带到神的面前。
Because when we consecrate ourselves for the Lord, he will lead us through many things.
好，叫我们来经历这位住在我们里面又真又活的神。
So that we can experience this true and living God who lives inside of us.
一面训练我们，就一面预备我们。
On one hand, God's training us. On the other hand, he's preparing us.
预备我们做什么事呢？
What was he preparing us for?
预备我们在将来最大要面临征战的时候能够为主站立得住。
So that when the trial comes, we can stand fast.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们当中有很多都是为人父母的，对不对？
And among us, there are a lot of parents here.
你有没有想到，当儿子或女儿生出来的时候，做父母亲的喜乐有多大？
And do you still remember the joy you had when they were born?
哦，特别看到哦，自己儿子哦，那么像父亲，那父亲的脸哇，一下就笑起来啊。
Especially if your child looks like you, you would just be.
看到那个女儿像母亲啊，母亲的脸就哇，一笑起来。
If the baby girl looks like a mom or baby boy is like the father, they would be so happy.
甚至做父亲的愿意把自己儿子哇，高高的举起来，对不对？
And the father likes to lift their son high.
所以为什么？因为父亲以这个儿子为荣啊。
Why? Because he's so honored to have this.
因为这儿子是他的盼望。
Because this boy is his hope.
儿子是他爱的结晶啊。
And will be the soulmate.
所以他愿意把他的儿子高高的举起来给众人看。哎，你们来看，这是我的儿子，多像我啊！
He will be so proud to lift up the boy and look, my son, so much like.
你们来看，这是我的女儿，长得多漂亮啊！
I say, oh, look at my daughter, how beautiful she is.
神也愿意把我们高高的举起来。
The same way, God likes to lift us up.
举在世人的面前。
To the whole world.
他说：“哎呀，这一个人多像我啊！”
And showing and bragging, look how much he's like.
哎呀，我多爱他！
Look how much I love this.
神在我们年轻的时候一直预备训练我们。
And God continued to train us and prepare us when we're still young.
为了有一天他可以把我们高高的举起来。
So that one day he can lift us up.
那一天终于来到。
And that day had come for Daniel.
但以理到那一个时候，他是万人之上，一人之下。
He was holding a position that's above all men except the king.
但是不要忘记了，他还是住在巴比伦那个国度。
But don't forget, he still resided in Babylon.
但以理什么人啊？
What kind of man he was?
是一个不值的犹太人。
And he was nothing but a Jew.
是被掳的犹太人的后裔。
And a descendant of the captivated slaves.
我们巴比伦人多么不一样。
People of Babylon, we are different.
凭什么一个犹太人的后裔
？How can the little Jew
竟然在我们众人之上
？Rule over us?
是不是
？Isn't that so?
世界上容不下。
And so the world cannot take him.
你知道吗？今天我们刚刚过美国的选举。
And we just had the election.
世界对于信耶稣的人越来越敌视啊。
And the whole world is taking an attitude against Christians.
弟兄姊妹们，不要搞错了。
So don't make any mistake.
仇敌从来没有改变过。
Enemies do not change their attitude.
主说过了，仇敌如何逼迫他，也要逼迫我们这些信他的。
The Lord said, in the same way I'm persecuted, you will also be persecuted.
但以理当然会受到逼迫。
Of course, Daniel will face persecution.
而且他所受到逼迫是从这个巴比伦的这个王国的权势来的。
And that persecution comes from the authority of Babylon.
你看那个势力多猛烈。
Look at the persecution is so severe.
等一下我们就看到，好像像那个汪洋大海，一下子要把大英里给淹没了。
It's like the whole ocean flew over him, tried to swallow him.
这一些人找不到他办事。但以理办事情的错误跟过失
and they could not find fault against him
倒也是蛮聪明的
but they were pretty smart
所以只能找到一件事情来参他
there's no way we can bring charge against him except
就是大以理跟他所信靠的神中间的关系
unless it's something to do with the law of his God
弟兄姊妹们我们若活在主的面前
If we live in the presence of the Lord,
第一个认识我们的当然是神自己
Of course, God will be the first one who knows us
第二个认识我们的是谁
But who is the one who will come Who is the second person who will notice us
是谁
Who
仇敌、啊、
Our enemy
我们若不愿意活在神的面前
If we don't desire to live in the presence of the Lord
仇敌都去打瞌睡了
The enemy will not bother
但是如果是有人真的爱神
But if someone who truly loves the Lord
眼睛睁得大大的
And the enemy's eyes will just open wide
随时都要找机会来攻击
And seeking every opportunity to attack you
但他只能攻击一个点
However, there's a one point Only one point he can attack us
这个也是我们要留意的
There's something we should be alert for
所要攻击的就是我们跟神之间的关系
He will attack our relationship with God
借着环境
Through our environment,
他想要拆毁我们跟神之间的关系。
He intends to tear down our relationship with God.
这是自古以来仇敌不变的法则。
This is just the unchanging law and principles of our enemy.
所以很多的时候，当有这一些我们觉得不好的事
，Therefore, many times when we notice bad things happen,
临到我们的时候
，When they come upon us,
弟兄姊妹们不要迷糊了。
Do not lose your judgment.
要明白仇敌的诡计。
But be conscientious about the tricks of the enemy.
因为他唯一所在意的
Because the only one thing here is mindful for.
这是我们跟神之间的关系
Which is our relationship with God.
那一天他们真的是想出了这么一个毒计啊
Therefore they had such an evil plan against Daniel.
30天之内
He said in the coming 30 days.
在尼布甲尼撒王之外对不起在大力乌王之外不可以向神向人求告什么
Aside from you King Darius.No one shall worship any god or man.
否则要把这个人丢在狮子坑。
Otherwise, this man will be thrown into the lion's den.
结果王立的这个令。
So the king signed on the decree.
下了这个禁令呢还不够。
And that wasn't enough.
还要再加上一个玉玺。
He also put his seal upon the decree.
那这个意思就是说，无论何人，无论什么环境，这一条命令绝对字句照字句成就。
Which means this decree will be carried out literally and without any appeal.
是不可能改变的。
You cannot change it.
当然。
Of course.
这个禁令就是针对一个人来。
That decree was designed specifically for one person.
但以利没有在那里说王啊你不可以立这个禁令。
Daniel did not oppose to it.
他过他的生活。
He continued to live on.
让他知道这个禁令盖了玉玺。
Once he knew the decree was published.
弟兄姊妹们今天这个就是我们要读的重点。
And that is the key point we have to study today.
你我。
You and I.
怎么反应
How should we react to a situation like that?
这是一个很大的试炼。
And such a great trial for us.
我这么说好了。
Let me put this way.
如果你今天从来没有读过圣经这一段记载
If you never read about this passage before
你我怎么反应
How should you or I react to this?
可能在我们当中50个人有50个不同的反应。
Maybe among us are 50 people, we have 50 different kinds of reaction.
对不对？
Isn't that so?
可能你可以写在纸上。
Maybe you'll write down your reaction on paper.
然后我们说我们一同打开圣经。
And then after you wrote down your answer, let's open the passage together.
我们来看看但以理的反应。
And let's study the reaction of Daniel.
好，你把两个一对照。
Try to compare your written response to his reaction.
你就知道我们的差别在哪里。
Then you see maybe there's a difference.
但以理他知道这个禁令盖的预习。
And Daniel knew clearly this unalterable decree.
他第一件事情他就是回到他的家中。
And first thing he did was to return home.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们在神面前的能力跟力量都是从家里面开始的。
And all our power in front of the Lord came from home.
换一句话说，
Which means,
如果我们不能在我们的家里面跟神建立关系，
If we are not able to establish a relationship with God in our home,
当试炼临到的时候，
When trials fall upon us,
我们很难为主站立得住。
It will be quite difficult to stand firm for the Lord.
家里是外人看不到我们的地方。
Home is place outward people cannot see.
家里是我们个人在神面前隐藏的地方。
Because that's where we hide in front of God.
王宫是众人看得到的地方。
Palace is where public can see us.
你的办公室也是众人看得到的地方。
Just like your workplace is where people can see you.
但是家里别人不知道。
But your home is a hidden place.
可是在那个地方却是培养我们跟神之间最重要的一个地方。
And that is the place where we can establish our important relationship with God.
所以在家里面神给我们一个很明确的教导，很多的教导。
And therefore God has taught us clearly.
今天我们稍微看一下我们在家里面的生活，你就知道今天我们在神的面前到底有没有能力。
Review how you live at home, then you will know whether you can have ability to stand before God.
丈夫，你是不是爱你的妻子？
For example, husband, do you truly love your wife?
像基督爱教会。
As Christ has loved his church.
你是不是愿意，好像在他顺境难境的时候，临到的时候，你像他的爱是那样子的坚定不移。
Are you able to manifest a firm love even in the most adverse condition?
你是不是能够那么进入在他一个软弱的里面，需要你全心的关爱，你把你的爱给了他。
Are you able to give your love completely in the time she needs you the most?
你是不是也愿意花时间让他的心，让他的爱得到保住？
Are you willing to spend some time just to satisfy her?
其实弟兄姊妹们，这不是一件很容易的事。
Brothers and sisters, definitely that is not something easy.
特别对弟兄来说。
Especially for brothers.
特别对于中国这个宗族，这个种族的男人来说。
Especially Chinese brothers.
我们的背景。
Because our upbringing.
让我们这个做丈夫的在家里面很难有这样子的一个表现。
And will make it hard for us to manifest that kind of behavior.
但是我结婚八年到现在几年了？16年了。
I got married for 16 years now.
16年里面呢，我常常听到这一句话。
I often heard a remark like this.
可以说是小事。
It may be a small thing.
但是也是大事。
But it can be a big thing.
丈夫啊，做丈夫的听着。
Oh, husband, listen to me.
我不是教训大家。
I'm not trying here to scold you.
是我个人的切身经历啊。
But this is my own personal experience.
很多的时候妻子所求不多。
Many times your wife does not ask much from you.
她就是要你跟她两个人单独在一起能够讲话。
All she wants from you is that to be able to speak to you privately.
她就是要丈夫能够陪着，能够在两个人在一起能够有一点交心。
She desires your companionship and some heartfelt conversation.
她就是要愿意这个丈夫的稍微能够进入她里面的一点的感觉。
She just wants to be able to understand her a little bit more.
她就很满足啊。
And then she's happy.
做丈夫的我们要学。
Therefore brothers, let's learn to be a husband like that.
为什么不容易？
Why is it hard for us?
因为这个学习要把我们很多自己的以为感觉要先放。
Because in order to do that, we have to set aside our own feelings and pride. And
而且呢，不是把它当作一个律法。
And don't practice like it's a law.
好像我今天哦，已经晚上8点钟了。
It's like, oh, it's 8 p.m. now.
Oh, 我要跟我太太花一个小时，到九点钟。
Time to spend time talking to my wife for an
hour. 哦，九点钟到了。
Okay, it's 9 o'clock.
哦，然后再做其他的事。
Then I do something else.
但是慢慢改变我们这一个人。
But we want to change ourselves gradually.
做丈夫的心中到底有没有妻子呢？
Whether you have your wife in your heart.
我们做丈夫的到底心里有没有感觉到妻子的需要在哪里？
Do we feel the need of our wife?
做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
In the same way, wife, obey your husband.
就像教会凡事顺服基督一样。
Just like church, submit to Christ in all
things. 有一年我到国内去。
One time I went to China.
这个姊妹呢，我见过几次。
I met with this Christian sister.
她对主的福音很有负担啊。
She has such a burden for the gospel.
她在大学里面呢，她有一个工作。
And she was working in a university.
很热心为主传福音啊。
She was so on fire to preach
the gospel. 救了很多大学生、研究生。
Many college students.
有一次啊，我们就在路上就谈到这个家庭的生活。
Yeah, but one time we were chatting on our way somewhere else.
我们就跟
她
提到这件事情。做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
And I shared with her that you should submit to your husband.
哎呀，一提到这句话，她脸马上变了。
And her facial expression changed immediately.
什么什么什么什么
What are you talking about?
哪里
What do you mean?
我说就是主的话。
Where did it say? I said, well, Bible says so.
哦，不是的，不是这样子的。
She said, no, that's not what it meant.
我在中国行不通啊。
Because it doesn't work in China.
不是的。
No.
不是说在中国行不通。
It is not workable in China.
是在每一个地方都要行得通。
It's enforceable in every corner of the world.
就是我们自己愿不愿意伏在神的面前。
The problem is whether are we willing to submit ourselves to the Lord.
这是很严肃的一件事情。
This is a very serious thing.
我们可能为主做工做了很多。
Maybe we're able to work for the Lord in any way.
你的服事也很有果效。
And maybe we're productive in our service.
基本上我们这一个人没什么改变。
But we do not change from the fundamental.
不像但以理
Not like Daniel.
他有美好的灵性。
He has this exceptional quality.
他可以在凡事上可以让在他里面的圣灵来做主掌权。
So he allowed the Holy Spirit to rule over him in every aspect of his life.
回到他的家里面。
So he returned home that day.
他的家很特别。
And he had a very special place.
哦，它是一个两层的建筑物。
Apparently it's a story, a two-story building.
回到家里面呢，他就马上到二楼。
He went up to the upper room.
那个二楼特别了。
And that was a special place for him.
因为有一个窗户呢，开向耶路撒冷。
Because there was a window in this room open toward Jerusalem. 因为
这边可能不太清楚地理关系哈。
You may not very clear about the geographical location.
所以稍微看一下这里，我只是给大家看一下。
So look at me, I try to illustrate.
如果这个地方是巴比伦
，If that's Babylon,
这个地方就是耶路撒冷。
Then this is where the Jerusalem is.
所以它的窗户呢，打开向着耶路撒冷而去。
So his window will always be open toward Jerusalem.
这时候的但以理应该是中年以上的。
I would say he has reached middle age by
this time. 他已经被掳到了巴比伦，可能已经三十几年的时间，四十年时间过去了。
Three, four decades may have passed since he came to Babylon.
如果是我们平常的人
，If it's us,
你想耶路撒冷有什么好纪念的
？Well, there's nothing to be remembered about Jerusalem by then.
城墙被毁了
，because the wall have collapsed.
圣殿被拆了
，the temples have been torn down.
住在里面的犹太人也都被掳了。
And many Jews have been captivated.
今天住在耶路撒冷的是那些外邦人。
And it's Gentiles who live in the city of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷荒凉到这个地步。
And it was in such a desolate state.
有什么好纪念的？
There's nothing to remember about.
可是但以理不一样。
But Daniel had a different heart.
他里面虽然知道耶路撒冷已经荒凉。
Even though he knew clearly that city is in such a desolation,
他知道神向着耶路撒冷的心意没有一天改变过。
He knew clearly in his heart that God's heart toward Jerusalem never changed.
他知道有一天神要恢复耶路撒冷的荣耀。
He knew one day God will recover the glory.
他知道神有一天他要重新恢复耶路撒冷。
One day he will restore that city.
他知道有一天城墙要重新被建造起来。
He knew one day the wall will be built up again.
圣殿要被重建。
The holy temple will be
built up again. 犹太人要回到耶路撒冷。
And Jews shall return to that city.
他向耶路撒冷就表示说，今天他过的是一个信心的生活。
Therefore, with his window open toward Jerusalem, means he still lives in faith.
就了他眼见，就了他耳听的，全部都已经荒凉了。
Even though what he could see, what he could hear were nothing but desolation.
在这里呀。
But here in his heart,
它是另外一个图案。
It was totally different picture.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
四个就 控制了我们今生在地上的生活。
And that vision will control how we live today on earth.
你说今天到底我们信主的人跟不信主的人差别在哪里？
So what do you think? What is the difference between us believers?
真正说出来，还不是因为礼拜天我们到教堂去。
And non-believers, it's not that we are different on Sunday because we come to church on Sunday.
我不是说弟兄姊妹你礼拜天不要来。
I'm not saying don't come on Sunday.
真正的不一样，也不是说礼拜五我们有一个 Bible study.
The true difference is not that we have Bible study on Friday night.
也不是说在我们当中不一样，是因为我们有一个祷告会。
Or we have prayer meeting on Tuesday night.
真正的不一样在这里。
The true difference is lying within.
神在我们的心中有一个控制的东西。
Because God who dwells in our heart has this controlling center.
控制了我们的生活。
That controls how we live.
使我们的生活跟周遭的人就是不一样。
And make us live differently from the people around us.
当时所有地上的人想的是都是巴比伦的国度。
At that time, people regarded nothing but the things regarding the kingdom of Babylon.
但以理里面所想的都是天上的国度。
So what Daniel was mindful was things of the heavenly kingdom.
到底哪一个比较真实呢？
Which kingdom is more true?
弟兄姊妹们，巴比伦国今天已经没有了。
Brother and sister, the kingdom of Babylon is gone today.
但是基督的国度永远长存。
But the kingdom of Christ remains forever.
有一天它真的要在地上出现。
And one day that kingdom will come and appear on earth.
当然说全地要成为我主跟我主基督的国啊。
And by that time, the whole earth will be the kingdom of
Babylon. 巴比伦国在哪里？
So where is the kingdom of Babylon today?
这个控制的因素太厉害了。
Therefore, that controlling vision is so powerful.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
无论我们什么样的光景
，it doesn't matter what kind of condition we are.
我们要求主的，就让这个在我们里面的控制的因素不要受到任何一点的遮盖。
What we need to ask of the Lord is that He will not allow anything to change this controlling power from Him.
我知道有的时候不是很容易。
I know it may be difficult sometimes.
特别到了今天我们这个世代。
Especially in our time.
弟兄姊妹们，我知道大家所面临的压力啊。
I know the pressure we're going through.
经济的压力。
And the economic pressure.
社会的压力。
The pressure from this world.
人情的压力。
And from our friends.
你怎么能够脱离这一些，不叫这些成为我们的束缚？
How can we be delivered from all these pressures?
除非有一个大过这一些。
Unless there's some power that's greater than all these things.
那这一个就在我们的里面。
And that is hidden in our heart.
约翰说了。
Just like what John said.
那在我们里面的。
The one that is in us.
比那在世界上的更大。
It's greater than the one that's in this world.
所有的都是从里面发生的。
Everything started from this heart.
所有的都是从里面运作出来的。
Everything is the result of what's in this heart.
但以理他的窗户打开向耶路撒冷。
And Daniel opened his window toward Jerusalem.
他一天三次双膝跪在神的面前。
Three times a day on his knees.
祷告感谢与素常一样。
And he prayed and gave thanks to the Lord as usual.
就是说无论有没有这个禁令来到。
Which means it doesn't matter whether it was this decree or not.
他的生活就是这样。
He's going to live like that.
你没有禁令，这也是我的生活。
Without the decree like that, this is how I live.
你有了禁令，这也是我的生活。
With the decree like that, this is how I live as
well. 我的生活没有不一样。
There's no difference.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个叫做厉害啊。
Brother and sister, that is something significant.
就在婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
And how God established power in the mouth of babes.
那一些好像要害他的人觉得他们很有能力啊。
Therefore, those enemies of Daniel thought they were powerful.
他们觉得狮子可以把丹尼给吞吃了。
They figured those lions were going to kill Daniel.
没有想到一个好像什么武器都没有的。
To their surprise, this man without any weapons.
只是血肉之体的。
Nothing but the flesh.
正在从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
Yes, God is established power from the mother babe and newborn infant.
到了末世的末世。
And that is the end time.
所有属神的儿女都要面临类似的试炼。
In the end time, all children of God will face the similar trials.
对不对？我们要面临那个仇敌极猛烈的攻势。
Yes, we'll face the severe attack from the evil one.
有一天有一个禁令要下来啊。
One day.We shall hear this decree.
若是你的右手，若是你的额上没有受印记的，
if you do not have the seal of the beast on your forehead,
都要受逼迫啊。
You will be persecuted.
弟兄姊妹们，你我什么反应？
Brothers and sisters, how shall we react?
As usual.
你早上起来读经祷告。
I shall still rise up and read the Bible.
你礼拜三来参加祷告聚会。
I still go to church prayer meeting.
礼拜五读经聚会。
Friday night Bible study.
礼拜天一起敬拜主。
Sunday worship.
弟兄姊妹们有困难，大家常常彼此照顾。
We should take care of each other when someone's in trouble.
我们的生活与素常一样。
We shall live as usual.
就是右手不让你盖印记。
Even if I do not, I refuse the seal on my right wrist.
就是我的额上不让你盖印记。
Or on my forehead.
大以理他就是这样生活。
Daniel continued to live as usual.
神并没有说，大以理啊，因为你如此行，你就不必被丢在狮子坑中。
And God didn't say, Daniel, if you do that, if you stop doing that, you won't be thrown into the lion's den.
弟兄姊妹们，因为神的得胜是大过这个。
Because God's victory is much, much greater than that.
神的得胜并不是说没有把大以理丢在狮子坑中。
God's victory is not that do not throw Daniel into the den.
神的得胜那是把大以理丢在狮子坑中。
But God's victory is that he will allow Daniel to be thrown into the den.
但狮子没有办法吃掉他。
But the lions will do nothing about him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
有一天这个禁令它的逼迫要临到我们身上。
The same persecution will come upon us.
什么叫做神儿女的得胜？
What is the victory of the children of God?
就是逼迫临到我们身上，真的临到我们身上了。
That is when true persecution comes.
我们可靠着主的恩典啊。
By the grace of our Lord.
真的靠着住在我们里面的圣灵。
By the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of us.
我们还能够站在主这一边。
We are still able to stand on Jesus' side.
在吃奶和婴孩的口中建立了能力。
In the mouth of nursing baby and infants, he establishes power.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天不是狮子坑中的狮子叫人害怕。
It's not the lions that make us tremble in the den.
今天真正叫我们害怕的是那个到处行走游行寻找个吞吃的狮子。
But we should be afraid of those roaring lions who walk about to look for someone to swallow.
什么样的人是可以被这狮子吞吃的呢？
What kind of people are swallowable to these lions?
就是不常把我们的忧虑卸给神的人。
Are people that do not cast their anxiety to the Lord often?
就是我们常常把我们的忧虑自己扛起来的人。
Are those who like to carry their own burdens on their own?
弟兄姊妹，因为这些忧虑不是你我能够扛的。
But brothers and sisters, many times our worries are not something we can carry.
当你一肩扛下来的时候
，When you try to carry on your own shoulders,
你里面的灵会很下沉的。
Your spirit will be depressed.
我们跟主之间的关系不是那么的活泼。
And then our relationship with God will not be as alive.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个在我们当中很明显啊。
And then something very common.
有时候礼拜五，你看到一个弟兄一个姊妹走进来。
For example, Friday night you may see a brother or sister walk into the room.
你就觉得他身上有一个重担。
You could tell that he or she is under burden.
他的重担不仅在他的肩上啊。
Not only is on her back.
哎，也到我的肩上来了。
And you even sense that burden when you see.
同样的，礼拜五你来聚会的时候。
Same way on Friday night when you come to the meeting.
你看到一个弟兄姊妹，哦，他的身材里面真是有神的同在。
You look at a brother or sister, you could sense the presence of
God. 他灵里面很自由啊。
You could tell he is well and alive in his spirit.
他这个自由释放不止在他。
And he's so free, and not just on him.
流到我的身上。
And I am empowered.
我也得到很大的自由。
I am delivered because of him or her.
是不是啊？
Isn't that so?
我们不是讲很深的东西，对不对？
This is not something deep, isn't it?
把所有的忧虑卸给神。
Cast your concerns and worries unto the Lord.
有时候我们的难处就是说，主啊，我就是不能。
And actually, the biggest problem we have is that.We say, Lord, we can't.
所以同伴很重要。
That's why we need companions.
所以丈夫，你的妻子很重要。
Therefore, husband, your wife is important.
妻子，你的丈夫很重要。
Wives, your husband is important.
我去年有一段的时间。
And there was a period of time last year.
我的肩膀上面有千斤的重担。
And I sense this millions of pounds of heavy burden on my back.
重到一个地步，我都不晓得我前面要怎么服侍啊。
It was so heavy, I couldn't even serve anymore.
甚至兴起了一个念头。
I even had this thought in my mind.
很不好的念头。
And a bad thought.
把我妻子拉过来。
I will pull my wife over.
每一天她下班之后。
And every day after work.
我跟我父母亲请假。
And I ask time off from my parents.
我说爸爸妈妈跟你请假。
I say, Daddy, Mommy, I need some time off.
麻烦你们预备一下晚餐。
Please prepare dinner for our kids.
我要跟姐妹出去一下。
I need to go out with my wife.
我要跟她分享一下。
I need to talk to her.
我必须把我里面的重担我要跟她讲。
Because I have to be able to share what bothers me.
我们两个人一同在公园里面走走走走走走走走走。
So that we'll be walking around in the park.
我们一同交通。
And we'll fellowship.
我们一同勉励。
And we'll encourage each other.
我们一同来寻求神的旨意。
And together we seek the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
那是我里面最重的一段的日子。
And that was the most heavy burden time for me.
回想起来。
When I look back.
也是很享受的一段。
And also the time I enjoy a lot of love.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是仇敌吃不到的。
And so the enemy cannot swallow us.
弟兄姊妹们，在坚固的信心的里面，我们来仰望主。
Therefore, we shall stand firm and look up to the Lord.
唯一的就是我们每一天的生活。
And the only key is to live our everyday.
在圣灵里面，主住在我们的里面。
In the presence of the Holy Spirit.
我们真的也在他的里面。
Yes, we are in the Lord, and He is in us.
千万不要小看我们每一天跟他一点点的亲近。
And never despise the little time we spend each day with Him.
千万不要小看我们一点点的时间花在主话语的面前。
Never belittle the value of time we spend on His Word.
主就是这样在我们里面一直做我们。
Because that's how the Lord works upon us.
直到我们能够有得着一个美好的根基。
Until we receive exceptional character from Him.
直到到了一个时候的时候，神可以把我们高举起来。
Until to a point that God is able to lift us up.
当试炼过去的时候。
When the trials pass by,、
啊、我们才知道
then we realize,
哦，主，你是又真又活，又大过所有一切的。
Oh Lord, you are indeed true and living and exceeds all things in this world.
真正掌权的不是巴比伦的国王。
The king of Babylon wasn't the one who's in charge of all things.
真正掌权的是你、啊、
And it should be us.It should be God who is ruling.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
但以理的生活太美。
And the living of Daniel was truly beautiful.
我们若有时间，我们还要多多来认识他。
If we have time, we should spend more time studying him.
但是今天不是叫我们单单羡慕。
But don't just stand there and envy what happened.
我想我们的今天，若是弟兄在我们当中。
If our brother Daniel is among us today.
他一定每一天三次，他已经带我们来到主的面前。
And I believe three times a day, he will lead us together.
祷告，感谢主。
To give thanks and pray to God.
我们再唱430首。
Let's sing again. 430. Keep up the song of faith.